Call the Senate Finance and Revenue Committee to order. Welcome, everyone. We are not going to take up anything on today's agenda except for Senate Bill 20. So just so people know, that doesn't, as we all know, this committee does not have the same deadlines. So this does not mean anything has died. It just means they're not being taken up today. So we will start by opening a work session on Senate Bill 20. Mazin.
Chair Buttigieg, members of the committee, afternoon. Senate Bill 20 is a bill brought in front of you back on the beginning of the session, February 9th. And this is an MDEC or a Municipal Debt Advisory Council Commission bill. At that time, the bill was not necessarily ready. They spoke of the bill as it should be amended. We went obviously through several amendments. You have a dash 4 in front of you, and I think the dash 4 was probably will seem to finally say what the intent of the bill was. So I think Con McGoo from the MDEC and also the Treasurer's Office are here to come and talk about the Dash 4 and see how the health of the Dash 4 works. Am I talking slow enough?
You're not talking slowly enough, okay. Manson. If you could just slow it down a little bit.
The health of the Dash 4 amendment to make the Senate Bill 20. Maybe we receive the fiscal by the time we finish that sentence.
There is a fiscal statement on its way, so we hope that by the time we end this very short meeting that we will have actually a fiscal statement that might enable us to actually work on this bill. So in the meantime, I would like to invite up our friends from the Treasurer's Office and the Debt Advisory Commission to come and run us through the Dash 4 amendment very slowly and thoroughly.
Section by section.
Welcome to the committee.
Chair Burdick, members of the committee, for the record, Mike Silvaggio from the Treasurer's Office, and I have absolutely nothing to say on this.
Carol, can you say it a little more slowly?
Oh, I apologize. What I meant to say is that you may remember that I came up and gave a short introduction to the bill early on in February. I think it was February. Do you have that on your... And then I handed it over to Carol McCoug, who is a... the chair of the Municipal Debt Advisory Commission. And Carol, being our resident expert, is the one who went through the provisions of the bill. And I just made a short introduction. This testimony is going to be very, very similar to that, in that I'm going to keep myself to a short introduction and then turn it over to Carol McCoug once I'm done with that. So I'm going to get to that introduction after I... give you a short recap of the history relating up to this bill. The Municipal Debt Advisory Commission is an entity that the state created that consists of representatives of local governments and the Treasury to get together and talk about ways that the issuance of municipal debt can be improved in various ways and methods. And
for the record, Mr. Silvaggio, you have virtually cleared the room.
For the record, Chair Buttigieg, that's not the first time that's happened. At any rate, so this commission gets together, and in the last interim, it has it had decided, I believe unanimously, is that to go forth with Senate Bill 20, although at the time we didn't know it was Senate Bill 20.
Okay, that's enough.
My apologies, Madam Chair.
I can't stand any longer. Carol, maybe you could take us through the Dash 4 amendment and
certainly.
And if, as a last resort, we'll do a short recess.
Right. Good afternoon, Chair Burdick, members of the committee. My name is, for the record, my name is Carol McCoob. I'm a partner with the law firm of K&L Gates, and we serve as bond counsel to a number of Oregon local governments as well as numerous state agencies. And I'm privileged to currently serve as the chair of the Municipal Debt Advisory Commission, the commission that Mr. Salvaggio so eloquently described in his introductory statement. As we know, we brought forward Senate Bill 20 earlier in the year, in early February, and described our intent, the commission's intent, in terms of what we wanted to see in the bill. At that time, the amendments had not been drafted yet, and as you can see, we now have the Dash 4 amendments. They essentially take the bill to the place where we wanted them to it to be originally. As we discussed in early February, this is a very much a housekeeping and clarification bill. A number of technical changes to various points in the statute to provide some clarification on authority and some very technical timing discrepancies that were in various parts in the statutes that we're hoping to streamline and fix. Couple of the provisions of the bill that have been aided with the Dash 4 amendments are to provide some clarification with respect to what we saw in connection with the financial meltdown and our ability to utilize some tools in terms of restructuring of particularly variable rate and auction rate bonds that a number of local governments, particularly hospital facilities authorities, found themselves essentially stuck with during that period of time where they could not sell or get a change the rates on those variable rate or auction rate bonds. And so these clarifications, we provided the clarification on the primary authority in the last legislative session, found a few little tweaks that we still needed to make in the statutes to bring that authority fully in place for those jurisdictions to be able to refund out or convert those modes of those kinds of bonds. And many of the hospital facilities authorities, as well as some of the other what you might see as nonprofits and local governments have at this point converted out of those kinds of auction rate or variable rate bonds with the assistance of having that legislation that was passed in last session available. A couple of the other amendments that we wanted to have occur with respect to the bill. We had some touching of some of the statutes that we didn't think were necessary and rather thought that we could make the clarifications in a more streamlined fashion. So you'll see in the Dash amendments we've...
And if I may, Madam Chair, the these changes we believe were intended by the Law Commission in 05. 07. My apologies. And these amendments seek only to clarify what we saw as an ambiguity, not to make any substantive changes.
Right. That's right.
And has that ambiguity caused any problems for you?
A few. I mean, in terms of, Chair Burdick, in terms of the refunding statutes, for example, it has been difficult for us in some circumstances as bond counsel to... tell some of the local governments that they with respect to some of the refundings. Some local governments will take a loan, for example, through one of the state authorities, Oregon Business Development Department or the Department of Environmental Quality for sewer or water infrastructure projects, and then find out later that they could do a refunding to achieve some debt service savings with, for example, a private bank. And the refunding statutes were a bit awkward in terms of what type of procedures and authority they needed to have to do the refunding. And it required us to do a little bit of mental gymnastics to look through the statutes and try to pinpoint some of the authority. So this is clarification. And the commission, when faced with this particular circumstance, said they want this kind of clarification in the statutes.
Okay. Now you're off of the request to speed to slow down your testimony. So if that's been influencing you, because we're informed that we're not going to get the fiscal today. But what I'd like to do is get everything done in terms of explaining to the committee and any questions the committee has, and then we'll just put this off. I don't see any controversy around this, but we just want to make sure we don't create further ambiguities and that everyone's comfortable that we're being clear about what's meant.
Well, Chair Burdick, I'm happy to answer any questions regarding the bill and the amendment.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from the committee?
I do have a question. On page 2, line 6, the maturities of current refunding bonds authorized may not exceed by more than 6 months, and then it gives the qualifications, maturity limits that were set by the electors and a maturity limit imposed by the Constitution, Charter, or Statute. What's the significance of the 6 months?
Senator Morse. There's no real magic to the 6 months. We have found in our experience when structuring banks and issuers are structuring refundings, particularly with respect to general obligation bonds where you have taxes coming in at certain periods of time and maturities and interest and principal payments occurring at certain times. When they do a refunding, sometimes it is beneficial to move one of the payment dates to achieve more efficient savings. And we're talking usually within 30 days here or there. So the 6 months is really just sort of it should be able to occur within that period of time, because typically a bond semi-annual interest payment date won't move more than that period of time.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Other questions from the committee? Senator Telfer, you look perplexed.
No, I was just thinking of the purchaser of the bonds and payments and early retirements and how it might affect them, but
okay. All right.
Not enough to ask a question.
Okay. Sorry to put you on the spot. Okay, well, thank you, and thank you especially, Mr. Savaggio. You're a good trooper here, and I'm very sorry we were not able to get your fiscal in time, but we will eventually deal with this bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and we apologize for clearing the room.
It's completely cleared now.
Yeah.
Okay. We will close the work session on Senate Bill 20, and we are planning not to meet on Friday, so we will just repost this for Monday when we get our schedule. But, committee, we are not slackers, for the record, because we are really stepping up our activity on the Joint Tax Credit Committee, which is a huge part of our workload this session. So our next meeting for the Tax Credit Committee is tomorrow at 8:30, correct? So we can pretty much count on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8:30 for the Tax Credit Committee. So with that, we are adjourned. We are adjourned.